Every time I hear that track, every time I hear that album, every time I hear that band, it takes me back to the day. Well, it's the day for you, but it was the recent history for me. That was Vinyl. I saw them live. Most of you cats know it as Cabo Fish Taco. Some of you might know it as Bailey's. I remember it as South Main Cafe, and it was a bumpin'. I saw Vinyl there. I saw a whole bunch of bands there, and it was some really cool times. And if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. And you're old. Ha ha. Ha ha. You are tuned into, listening to, getting around the block, slapping the dog naked, reading the neighbor's mail, trying to find that funny smell coming from behind you, and wondering why it is you got that stiffness you just can't work out all by your lonesome with the world's greatest radio station ever, 90.7 FM WUVT Blacksburg, VA. My name is Zai, and this is the Money Shot in you, at you, on you, all over you. Every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight, finishing you off in a way that leaves you sticky but satisfied. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or requests, call somebody who gives a rat's ass. But if you want to talk to me, it's 540-231-WUVT. Got a Texas request. Thank you. Unfortunately, I've got to hold off. I've got to hold off because I have a request coming up before that I got to do. Well, just because that is the order in which it was received. For those of you out there looking for something to do in the near future, don't forget that if you're the artsy type, you are interested in getting into that social scene of the style and fashion world. Friday, September the 3rd from 6 until 9 p.m. at Revive Salon in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. You can head on over to the open house art viewing meet and greet. Check out Jerry. Check out Russ. Meet the infamous Dollinger himself. See the artwork and meet with the artist herself, Miss Amber Erbschlow. Listen to Jason Bird do his acoustic thing. It's a meet and greet. Friday, September the 3rd, 6 to 9 p.m., open lounge and art viewing and Revive Salon in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. Stylists, nail techs, massage therapists are welcome. Also, got to inform you that coming up at Pipestem in West Virginia, Un Festival Extraordinaire, Culture Fest, going down in West Virginia, September the 9th through the 12th. More information about this international and art festival can be found at www.culturefestwv.org. That's Culture Fest, September the 9th through the 12th. Speaking of live music and art kind of stuff, because really, honestly, truly in my soul, I feel like the scene is dead in this town. It's gonna come back, it will, but it's gonna be a minute until it does. I had to play something that was international, artsy, live, gives that feel of what it was like when things were still cool. And I couldn't think of anything better than a request I had last week that I could not get to, but I'm going to have to fulfill this week before I get to the Texas thing. This is going to take a minute. So put on that funky vibe. Put on your freaky hat. Take off your clothes. Take off your shoes. Get soulful. This is Santana, Carlos Santana, and Buddy Miles live. And they are free from funkified filth. In this free form, funkified filth. Buddy Miles and Santana live about 1972, if I am correct about that. What an amazing track that was. Hope you guys dug on it, grooved on it, or at least didn't hate on it too much. You are tuned into the world's greatest radio station ever, 90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA. My name is Zai, and this is The Money Shot. In ya, at ya, on ya, all over. Every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight. I don't pull out until the mission is accomplished. Speaking of missions, oh, I'm so excited. I love it when people call up with requests that not only I can actually fulfill, but that are cool and fun and all that groovy stuff. So I had a cat call up, and he was like, I need to make a Texas request. And I had another cat call up right after that saying, hey, man, I think it's kind of funny that you make a reference to George W. Bush in your radio announcements. And I think both of those people earn one cool point. Ding! That is correct. There was once a president of the United States of America who said, the mission is accomplished. We don't pull out until the mission is accomplished. I thought that was funny because he is a Yankee. He is what is called a carpetbagger. He was born in Connecticut and he came down to Texas and he started dressing like a Texan and acting like a Texan and talking like a Texan, but he ain't no Texan because you're not a Texan unless you're born there. That, of course, was Mr. George W. Bush. So, I'm gonna have to do a kind of thing for him. But before I go and do that, let's do a kind of thing for you. Carlos Santana and Buddy Miles. Freeform, Funkified Filth off of the Live album. Vinyl with Gravity Car before that. Breakestra, Me and Michelle off of A Dusk Till Dawn. And the JBs gave you Rockin' Funky Watergate. And way back there was the Bar K's and the Holy Ghost. Wanted to remind you that on August 28, FedEx will be hosting their 8th annual golf tournament for the United Way of Montgomery, Radford & Floyd, and Draper Valley Golf Course. The cost is $60 per person or $240 per team, and the cost includes green and cart fees. To register, you can reach Linda Ross at 540-818-5102. Again, that number is 818-5102. You can also visit www.unitedwaynrv.org for more information. Speaking of the amazing George W. Bush and, well, all of his fantastic regime, I was so amazed to find out that the Christian right had somehow influenced the judicial system to perform a ban on research that would help, the entire universe of humankind. They've been arguing about whether or not we should do research on human stem cells from donated embryos. These embryos are frozen and no longer bueno, meaning that they cannot become anything. They have the potential for life the same way that your frozen crab meat has the potential for life. But there are some religious nutbags out there who actually believe that the Holy Ghost has come down and told them that these things are sacred, and so researchers can't figure out ways to make problems solved, like what is that, Parkinson's and MS and birth defects and, you know, things that affect people the world over. But because somebody's God got involved, they stopped the research on it, or they stopped the funding for it, or put a temporary ban on it, because it really does come down to money, doesn't it? I think Muhammad Ali said it the best, that Christianity is a really great philosophy if you live it. The problem is that it's run by white people who don't practice what they preach. They just organize it and use it for their own whims. And that, in many ways, makes me think of our previous and famous dictator, George W., and his lies about being from Texas, his lies about being a non-Washington insider, and his general lies that have led us to the situation that we are in now. We're just trying to fix things. We're just trying to. So, why can't we all just do that? Oh, that's right. Sometimes we all have hobbies.
Well, I was working on my farm about 1982, pulling up some corn and a little carrot too. Two low flying aeroplanes about 100 feet high, dropped a bunch of bales or something and some hit me in the eye. So I cut a bale open and man was I surprised, a bunch of large size baggies and big white rocks inside. So I took a little sample of my crazy brother Joe, he sniffed it up and kicked his heels, said, Horton, that's some blow.
bales of cocaine falling from the flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like pouring rain. My life changed completely by the old flying plane. So I loaded up them bales in my pick-em-up truck, headed west for Dallas, where I would try my luck. I didn't have a notion if I could sell them there. 30 minutes later, I was a millionaire. Bales of cocaine falling from the flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like pouring rain. My life changed completely by the low flying planes. Oh, let's fly, Jimbo. And now I am a rich man, but I'm still a farmer too. But I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm down in Peru. And when I get so homesick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas in a low-flying plane. Bales of cocaine falling from low-flying planes. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like the pouring rain. My life changed completely by the low-flying plane.
What would you do if you were asked to give up your dreams for freedom? What would you do if asked to make the ultimate sacrifice? Would you think about all them people who gave up everything they had? Would you think about all them warriors, and would you start to be obeyed? And free, it costs folks like you and me. And if we don't all chip in, we'll never pay that bill. Freedom isn't free. No, there's a hefty fucking fee. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, you do if someone told you to fight for freedom? Would you answer the call or run away like a little pussy? 'Cause the only reason that you're here is 'cause folks died for you in the past. So maybe now it's your turn to die kicking some ass. Cause folks like you and me, and if we don't all chip in, we'll never pay that bill. Freedom isn't free. No, there's a hefty fucking fee. And if you don't throw in your bucko five, if you don't throw in your bucko five, freedom costs a buck a
fair. Hi, we're gonna talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure, some special things for you, some special things for me too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that, guest? Sure, I knew you could. We're gonna talk today to a musician, the guy who plays the bass. And you know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
it? Violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst. I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and so the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending, We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties. And
oh,
then
that's
they said
too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged
that's
us for typewriters. They be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the goddamn stamp, you
sure.
know?
Sure, I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well. Gets to be so strong, what he eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food, but I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese prenders.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass. Would you
yeah,
like?
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I gotta drive.
We'll be right back. Okay, class. Our final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked.
Get you into the late evening. You are tuned into, listening to, getting around the block, slapping the dog naked, reading the neighbor's mail, and dressed up like Minnie Pearl with a heart on, with the world's greatest radio station ever, ever, and ever. 90.7 FM, WUBT, Blacksburg, VA. My name is Zai, and this has been the Money Shot. In ya, at ya, on ya, all over ya, every Tuesday night, 9-ish until midnight. I don't pull out until the mission is accomplished. Hope you guys dug on it, grooved on it, or didn't hate on it too much. If you didn't like it, it's still a capitalistic and democratic society out there so long as the Chinese haven't sold it all. So you can change the channel. You just got a little bit of advice for your college career from none other than Ron and Jeremy. That was some porno sonic for you. War before that, the Pimps of Joy Time. I told you about She'd Do. The New Master Sounds and Chrysalis. A DVDA asked you about Fighting for Freedom from the Team America soundtrack, of course. And if you haven't seen it yet, you need to get your head out of the can. The Reverend Horton Heat asked you about Bales of Cocaine before that, and long ago, some Carlos Santana and Buddy Miles. I gotta get out of here, but I am excited to announce two things that A, somebody called up with the request, yes, for the Richard Cheese. So many cool points to you. And I'm also proud to announce that I actually have somebody coming up after me. It's not going to be the robot. Yay! Matt and Kate are here, and I think that it's going to be fantastic. I've been listening to their selections. I give it two thumbs up. Well, three, but I can only show you two. But until then, here's all the legal mumbo-jumbo that you will soon and quickly forget. A WUBT-FM is licensed to the Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University and is operated by the Educational Media Company at Virginia Tech. We operate on 90.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 6.5 kilowatts from a transmitter located on top of Price Mountain. Our studios are located in the Squire Student Center, Suite 350. WUBT also operates Microwave RL STL, station WLJ456. Questions and comments about the operation of the station should be directed to our business office at 540-231-9880 or by email wubtamfm@vt.edu. This is WUBT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. Pay attention to the world out there. It's a weird, wacky, crazy place out there where people are walking in of their own free will to North Korea because they think they're performing a humanitarian effort. And what's the only way we can get them out? Jimmy Carter. So go figure it. It makes me wonder why it is pot is illegal. I'll catch you cats next week. Be safe. Love one another. Peace in the Middle East and all that jazz. Until then, here's a romance song.
Yo, yo, check it out, I'm looking for a dime that's top of the line.